This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. On USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, in hour number 3. Big doings in the gold world. I mean, big doings. Barrick Gold has made an offer to buy Newmont Mining for $17.8 billion. Billion dollars would it be? That comes at the same time the central banks around the world are using government's money to go on the biggest gold buying spree in 50 years, a half century. And now is the time to call the sponsor of this show, Tangible Investments. Good things happening all over the world. Gold's on fire. And gold going up, of course, dramatically. If you're a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before, you have a receipt to prove it. Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions. They are the sponsor of this show. They believe in Wayne Root. They've backed me for 15 years. I've known them and done business with them and given speeches at their events. And on and off, they've sponsored my shows for 15 years. Tangible is a believer in Wayne Root, a believer in conservatism, and a believer in you and giving good deals to conservatives. Billions of dollars in credibility, billions of dollars in transactions. Call now, 800-780-9000, and find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Gold's on fire. It's time to check in with Tangible. All right. Let me get the winner of our book. We have a winner now of the book. And if I could find it, here it is. The winner of the book is Joel Monroe of La Quinta, California. Joel Monroe of La Quinta, California. Congratulations, Joel. He gets a copy of Tenacity by Ron Corey. And I urge every one of you to go out there and grab a copy of the e-book, the Kindle book, or the hardcover book of Tenacity by my great friend, Ron Corey. C-O-U-R-Y, Tenacity, Ron Corey. So I spent a lot of the show so far talking about this Ilhan Omar. I mean, she just makes me sick to my stomach. Sick. That this is in the United States House of Representatives. This woman with the hijab, hating Israel, hating Trump. And it's the other one. It's the other one, Rashida Tlaib, who's a twin sister of this one. The first two Muslim women in the United States House who calls Trump a mother effer. I mean, they're the most disgusting, foul-mouthed, horrible women who have no correlation between anything that makes America great or anyone who ever made America great. This is not what America is about. Go to Palestine. Go to Syria. Go to Iran. That's where you're more at home. And before you tell me that's racist, no, because I think an Ocasio-Cortez should go to Venezuela. I think anyone who's a liberal should go to Cuba. I think you should go to Greece. I think you should go to anywhere in the world where people are suffering under socialism and understand what horrible countries those are. And if you spoke up, they'd murder you. Before they'd murder you, they'd rape you in a prison cell with 52 guards. Then they'd murder you and chop your head off. That's what they do to you in Middle Eastern countries. That's what they do to you in communist countries and socialist countries. All of you idiots who want America to be a Muslim country or a socialist country, you're out of your freaking minds. Do you know what happens in Muslim countries to gay people, to women, to Jews, to Christians? Who would want us to be a Muslim country? Well, the two women in Congress who are Muslim would want us to become a Muslim country. So here's what she said today. You decide. Representative Ilhan Omar calls for the overthrow of dictator Trump and says it's inevitable. I believe this is a Twitter feed. I believe, she said on Twitter, I believe that impeachment is inevitable. It's also a terrifying notion. Nations struggle anytime they overthrow a dictator, and Trump really has the markings of a dictator. Wow. How could a congressperson even say that? But, by the way, Mueller's report isn't in yet. There's no smoking gun. And these people are just out of their minds. But, you know, Tlaib, her girlfriend in power, in Muslim power, said Trump's a mother effer. So they don't need any proof for anything. Now, this is how crazy they are. Here's another one from Omar, Ilhan. She suggests Jewish colleagues want to shut her up about Israel because she's Muslim. She said at a progressive town hall in D.C. yesterday she's fearful that her Jewish colleagues label everything she says about Israel as anti-Semitic in order to shut her up and silence the debate about Palestine. Omar suggests the video when her Jewish colleagues, Jewish constituents, and Jewish allies label something she says anti-Semitic, it's because she's Muslim, and it's something that becomes designed to end the debate. Wow. Okay. And then we've got Kamala Harris. See, I'm an equal opportunity destroyer. These are all horrible human beings. Kamala Harris, we need reparations to help blacks heal from trauma. She's a candidate for president of the United States in 20. She called for reparations to be paid to blacks to help folks heal from what she describes as undiagnosed and untreated trauma caused by America's dark history. She offered this in an interview published Tuesday with The Root. I wish she'd come on with this Root. Rip her to shreds. Let me get this straight. Nobody born alive, nobody alive today, nobody born today has ever had anything to do with racism, prejudice, or the Civil War, or slavery, or treating black people horrible. There is nobody alive today that was involved in the 1850s or before that. So you want people who weren't here for slavery to pay people who weren't here for slavery, even though many of those people aren't even black Americans descended from slaves, like Obama. Obama was from Kenya, right? He wasn't descended from slaves. His father was from Kenya. His mother was a Kansas farm girl. And together, there's nobody there has any history of slavery. Why would I have to pay Obama a payment? Why would Wade Root, who wasn't involved with slavery, pay Obama? But let's take it a step further. Not only is nobody alive today have anything ever had anything to do with slavery, no one alive today ever had anything to do with any sort of racism in the early 1900s, you could have something to do with, say, I guess, 1960s civil rights demonstrations. Maybe you were a terrible person in the 1960s, you could be alive today. But I'm talking about the turn of the century when it was really bad, or the 1800s where we fought a war. Nobody alive today had anything to do with any of that. And they had nothing to do with slavery. But take it a step further. My relatives are from Germany and Russia and came here in the early 1900s, 1920s. So my family didn't even come to America till after slavery and long after slavery, long after the Civil War. We have nothing to do with your problems. So now you want people who weren't born, who weren't alive for slavery, and who weren't relatives, weren't even here for slavery, to pay, because we're white, for people who weren't there for slavery because they're black. Makes a lot of sense, right? That's Democrat logic. That's commie logic. And then you have... And I keep warning about this with these two Palestinian and Muslim women, first ever in the history of the United States Congress. And that would be fine. That's the funny thing. Again, it's just like when people say, oh, you hate Obama, you must be racist. So let me get this straight. I love Herman Cain. I wish he was president of the United States. I love Ben Carson. I wish he was president of the United States. I can't think offhand. I don't know. There's 20 blacks who are fantastic Republicans who I love. The color of their skin doesn't matter. What was that name you just gave me? Armstrong Williams. He's a friend of mine. But there's a couple other big ones I know I'm missing. But it doesn't matter. The point being that if you're black and conservative, I like you far more than a white liberal. So how am I racist? And same thing. If you're a Muslim and you're a Republican, you believe in capitalism, I love you. I love you. As a matter of fact, God, there's just too many names to remember. You can't remember every name. But what's the name of that guy in Washington, D.C., who's probably the greatest tax cutter in the history of America? He runs an organization that pushes for tax cuts all the time, and I believe his background is Palestinian. I know it's Muslim, and he has the Arabic background, Muslim background. I believe Palestinian. I cannot remember his name for the life of me, but he is the biggest tax cutter. He's the head of some 501(c) organization that fights for tax cuts. And I've met him several times. I actually have photos with him, but I can't remember what his name is now. But I couldn't care less. If you're Muslim, if you are Arab, if you are black, if you are Hispanic, and you're Republican, I love you. So it's not racism, but I certainly don't love Sharia law. I certainly want nothing to do with it in the United States. Here's an article. Is Twitter now enforcing Sharia law on Americans? Michelle Malkin warned of legal repercussions by Twitter over a 4-year-old tweet of Muhammad cartoons. So she tweeted a Charlie Hebdo cartoon about Muhammad. And 4 years ago, and she received a notice from Twitter's legal team yesterday, warning she may wish to seek legal counsel over a four-year-old tweet the social media site is in violation of Pakistani law. She may wish to seek legal counsel? Is this not the United States of America? And in the United States, is no legal counsel needed for passing on a cartoon? Here's the notice Twitter's legal department sent me last week, she says, Michelle Malkin, warning me to get legal counsel because anti-blasphemy Muslim zealots complain that my Muhammad cartoons tweet violates Pakistani law. Wow. This is America? In defiance of Pakistani law and support of free speech, see the forbidden images below. That's what she sent. And she sent a Muhammad cartoon. This is only the latest example of blatant hypocrisy from Twitter. By the way, Andrew Paul, my producer Andrew Paul is listening. Get Michelle Malkin on the show. We got to talk about this. That's a great topic. Get me Michelle Malkin right away. But this is the latest example of blatant hypocrisy from Twitter as conservatives are targeted while pornography, death threats, and other clear violations of the site's terms of service are ignored. Malcolm isn't the only one being targeted, as multiple Twitter users have recently been contacted by Twitter's legal team regarding posts about Islam. Malcolm explained over the last few months, several other prominent critics of Islamic extremism have received similar warning letters from Twitter's legal department, and then she lists a whole group of names, all conservatives. Crazy. Laura Loomer, of course, was banned from Twitter in November, good friend of this show, for criticizing Muslim Democrat Ilhan Omar's support of female genital mutilation. Malcolm could be the next conservative to be permanently kicked off the platform as she's refusing to cower to the site's intimidation tactics. She writes, a U.S. citizen subject to America's laws, not Pakistan's or Muhammad's, I'll now retweet my Muhammad cartoons and columns to 2.1 million followers every day and stand with free speech and free thought. Great job, Michelle Malkin. Screw Twitter. Go to hell. I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Senogenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Synergenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and everybody knows who listens to the show on a daily basis, and that's most of you, that I had surgery last Thursday evening. It was Thursday at about 6 o'clock the doctor started operating, or 5:45. So it's not even technically a week yet. It's a week at 5:45 tonight that they started, you know, cutting into me. And here it is less than a week later, and I feel like a million bucks. I mean, I was on the air on Monday. Wait a minute. Let's go a step further. Chris is a witness. If any of you are listening, I had my guest host on, Lee Elsie, on Friday, and I appeared as a guest on Friday after having surgery on Thursday night. Yeah, I was on for a half hour, but I was in horrible pain. Luckily, I was, you know, on the radio, so no one could see me. I couldn't move an inch to the right or an inch to the left. The pain was ridiculous. I was walking like a 95-year-old man. Now I know exactly what I'll be like when I'm a 95-year-old Jewish guy. I mean, I could picture exactly. I was walking up the stairs like, Ivy! In any case, 1 week later, less than a week, I'm 100%. I'm right back to normal today. I was right back to normal yesterday. I was just about back to normal Tuesday. Senogenics has built this foundation of health and energy for me. They're doing a fantastic job. They made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation. Clinics all over the United States. Main clinic in Las Vegas. You can fly in here and turn it into a wonderful four-day weekend in Vegas, and they will take care of you. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and they will treat you like $1 million. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER as an opposite of older. You want to be younger, then you got to call Senogenics. They know exactly what they're doing. Anybody who watches my show knows that I look fantastic and the youngest and actually the fittest in decades. They did a great job for me. Thank you, Senogenics, for making me great again, and they'll make you great again, too. 888-YOUNGER or go to Senogenics.com. Free, no obligation consultation. We got a caller, Matthew, my old buddy from high school and college and my young, wild, dangerous years, is on the line. What's up, Matt? What do you want to talk about today?
What's going on, Brohim? You know, one of the things that you do on the show that I think is so awesome is you sort of fill in your listeners from all around the country about the way New York is and when we grew up and the rules of the street. And the other day I heard you talking about one of the Gambino cousins saying that
Cohen is going to get shagged in jail. Yeah.
Yeah. and he probably is. A lot of people don't know that his father-in-law is a connected guy, and nobody likes a rat. Even police don't like a rat. And you got guys like Paul Manafort, who's an old man, and Roger Stone, who's an old man. And they're... Exactly. Exactly. And they're not dropping a dime, so whatever happens to them is okay by me.
All right, so you're not a fan of Michael Cohen is what it comes down to, right?
No, I mean, it's one of these things, too, when you hear him, he's uttering the talking points of the libs. You know, a tough, thug New York mob lawyer doesn't care about things like race, doesn't care about, you know, whether, you know, Trump is a scammer or not. He pretty much did his bidding for like 15 or 20 years happily. And the guy's, you know, really the closest thing to a mob lawyer ever himself. So the whole thing is a lib sham. And I watch it and my blood boils.
All right, Matthew Schiff, thank you very much. You are obviously watched it, and there's nothing you believed. You know, if you heard my show yesterday, you know I had on several legal experts and top lawyers, and they all agreed Trump is in no trouble from anything said by Cohen. He didn't bring up anything new, and he had no facts. He kept saying, I don't know, and I don't think there's Russian collusion. Or, excuse me, I can't prove there's Russian collusion, but I think there was. I have a feeling there was. In my gut, I think there was. None of that's admissible in a court of law. Nobody cares what you think. You don't have any proof. He added nothing to the equation. So obviously you watched it, and you're the typical Trump guy. I mean, you're a big Trump supporter. You think any Trump minds will be changed? I don't believe one.
No, I mean, why would you have a guy who's going to jail for lying to Congress come and talk to Congress again? It just shows that you got nothing. And, you know, the guy's obviously singing, and he thinks if he says the right thing, he's going to get a lesser sentence, you know, via Lanny Davis's attorney, via the Clintons who supposedly can, you know, help him get a lesser sentence, which maybe they can and maybe they can't.
I don't think he'll get shagged, though, because you know what? He's going to Otisville prison. My understanding is that's what he requested, and I believe that's what he's been given. Otisville is the Jewish prison. Are you aware of that, Matt Schiff?
Yeah, you know, he may get a matzo ball thrown in his head.
Exactly. They're not going to kill him. They might, you know, they might bury him in gefilte fish, but they're not going to kill him.
They might make him pray more. Which would
listen, I can't think of a fate worse than death except eating kosher food and having to hang with a rabbi all day. It's not exactly my favorite thoughts.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm in trouble now. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Listen, Michael Cohen never got near a rabbi in his life till now. All of a sudden, he found religion. All of a sudden, he wants to be an Otis.
I have two utterances for you before I go.
Yeah.
Before I go. Oy vey, Wayne. Oy vey is near.
All right. Matthew Schiff from the old days. From the old days of Wayne Root's youth. Lots of trouble I got into with Matt Schiff. My parents hated him, by the way. Got me enough.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is on his way home from Vietnam after meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. There was no deal reached regarding North Korea ending their nuclear weapons program. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue tells Fox News he's optimistic a deal will be reached.
I give President Trump and his team a lot of credit that they brought Kim Jong-un to the table, and I believe that we will eventually get there. It's a process.
Purely political. That's how House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California views Michael Cohen's testimony before the House Oversight Committee.
They're doing exactly what they said before the election, that their whole goal is to try to impeach the president.
Emergency crews are looking into a suspicious package left at the White House. The package was left on Pennsylvania Avenue between 15th and 17th Street. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Thursday, the Dow lost 69 points to close at 25,916. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. And you are in the War Room with Wayne Root. Actually, the name of the studio is not the War Room. I just kid you with that. It's Wayne Manor. It's actually the Fordham Resources Studios. They get the naming rights. Fordham Resources owns the naming rights to my studio. They are the title sponsor of this show. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman Mark Bruner. I was on the phone with him this morning. Great guy. Legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent per share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 300, and this is his new baby. Fordham Resources, new baby, his new Ultra Petroleum. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. There's a couple things I love to say aloud. Deloitte Touche. That's a great word. Deloitte Touche and City of Gold. Doesn't everybody want to own a City of Gold? They own a 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Check them out, FTMR. Visit FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. Resources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com, ticker symbol F-T-M-R. Cool company. We've got our guest here, Michael Stumo, Stumo? I guess it's Stumo. Legal and economic expert, CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. We like that, a prosperous America. His website is prosperousamerica.org. Michael Stumo, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Did I get the name right the second try,
Stumo? Stumo is right, exactly.
What kind of name is that? Is it Italian? What is that?
Yeah, well, people have to guess it's Italian, but oddly enough, it's a quirky Norwegian name.
Ah, okay. Very good. Strong GDP today. I mean, super strong. All the experts thought anywhere between 1.9 and 2.2. It was 2.6. Flummoxed the experts, if that's the right word. And then the GDP for the year-to-year, fourth quarter to fourth quarter, 3.1% growth. Flying, just blowing away Obama like he's not even standing there. CNBC was so mad. John Harwood of CNBC, Michael Stumo, this morning lied and told everybody that Obama's best year beat Trump's. What's the big deal? Trump's no good. I mean, they're just liars and frauds. They don't even know the truth anymore.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing about it is Trump's aggressive trade strategy against China and the world to fix everyone else's cheating against us. They predicted tariff Armageddon. Ended up being pro-growth. We represent manufacturers, agriculture, and workers, and our members were intermediate goods suppliers for aerospace, automobiles, and the like. They were kind of worried about the tariffs, but it ended up they were busy, they were profitable, they were hiring people, they were having their best year in many, many years. So it's been very pro-growth. They're seeing a lot of business come back from China.
Well, obviously the numbers today prove that in the middle of a trade war, our economy's soaring. What does that tell you? Everything the critics ever said is wrong. But I saw today an article at Zero Hedge. You're familiar with that website, right?
Vaguely.
All right, so it's just an economic website, really cool guys. And they had an article there. Not every article do you agree with. They had an article there by David Stockman, the former economic guru of the Reagan administration. But he wasn't. That's a misnomer, because I'm a Reagan guy, and I remember Stockman stabbing Reagan in the back. I can't stand Stockman. So I never liked David Stockman. So Stockman said today that Trump is all wrong at everything, and the economy's going to come crashing down. Just another Trump hater. And one of the things he said was, because of the trade war, the farmers are all dying. Things are horrible in farmland. So I guess I wanted to get your comment on that. I mean, how bad could things be in farmland if the GDP is flying? How could farmers be doing that bad?
Well, yeah, so the economy is doing really well. Manufacturers are doing really well. Farmers have had low prices for about 3 years. You've got a global oversupply situation with subsidized production in Brazil and the like. Just as we have subsidized production, state-owned entities in China taking out our steel and other industries and taking out autos, farmers face it in a different way, and so we do need some sort of an agro-industrial strategy for agriculture because the bankruptcies are up, and that's a part of the economy that is small relative to the whole, but I love it very much because I'm a farmer in a prior life as an old hog farmer, but the trade war didn't cause that, or the trade skirmish or whatever. Its global oversupply has been 3 years coming, and we needed a plan for them.
All right, so correct me if I'm wrong. I've been saying from the beginning, and I'm no economic expert. What I am is a small businessman who's got boots on the ground that has always been right all my economic predictions. And I don't remember the last one I was wrong on. I'm like 100 for 100. I'm always right. What Obama will do, how he'll hurt the economy, and what Trump will do, I'll help the economy. George Bush and his tax cuts will help the economy. And then, of course, I actually predicted horrible, horrible economic change towards the end of Trump, and that's exactly what happened. I have my pulse on the economy, but it's just pure gut instinct. I'm not an economist. But in my mind, we were always going to win the China trade war. We're talking to Michael Stumo from a Coalition for Prosperous America website, prosperousamerica.org. We were always going to win the trade war with China, I thought, because they need us more than we need them. We're the buyer.
Right.
We're the buyer.
Right.
In business, the buyer's the one that matters.
Customer is king.
Right.
Yeah, the
customer is
king. Absolutely. They sell us as of 2017, they sold us $505 billion worth of goods. We sold them only $120 billion. And so they excessively rely on the U.S. consumer for growth, to grow their military, to grow their state-owned enterprises, their government-owned, to weaponize, to build military installations on South China Sea islands, to challenge us militarily. They've got to have the wealthiest consumer market in the world and to finance that. And so that is why unilateral action by us is key, because number one, it's been the biggest wealth transfer in the history of the world. It's come from us. And number two, if we want to arrest their challenge to our economic, military, and geopolitical strength, it's on us. It's our market, and we hold the keys.
Right, and I think Trump's going to announce a big win with China very soon. They really have no choice, because their economy is crumbling, is it not? I mean, things are very bad in China right now.
Yeah, they're really slowing. They're really worried. You know, you have all the critics saying, "Oh, you need to use multilateral, solutions. You need to use it. Should have been in the Trans-Pacific Partnership." What, Vietnam's in the TPP. Well, what are they going to do with us against China? It took unilateral use of leverage. Created leverage and got them to the table in 9 months, whereas Bush and Obama were talking and engaging and talk, and China promised things. China promised not to militarize islands. They promised not to steal tech. They broke all their promises, and now they're coming to the table. We'll see what the deal's worth doing, because they do have a long-term strategy of displacing us as a superpower. So we'll see.
All right, and I want to a final note here. Michael Stumo, legal and economic expert, prosperousamerica.org. I just want to get your thought on all these sore losers who now that they have to eat crow and admit that Trump created the great economy in 2018, the first thing every headline at CNBC says is, oh, yeah, best GDP in 14 years, but all the experts agree first quarter is going to be terrible, much worse. So, I mean, that's a real slap in the face. You can't even put a headline saying we were wrong, best economy in 14 years, things are great. Why do you have to say this quarter is going to be bad? Let's talk about the fact the results just came in from last quarter. So do you agree this quarter is slowing down dramatically? Is that correct?
Oh, I don't know if it will. I mean, I don't have your crystal ball. I'm not right 100 out of 100, but I do know they've always been wrong. When Trump was elected, Krugman said the stock
correct.
Market would crash. Paul Krugman.
And never recover. He said
never recover.
Ever.
Nope. We're diminishing America. We were the strongest major economy in the world. Our economy was stronger than every other major economy last year. And the tariff strategy was actually pro-growth. And they said it would kill growth, it would kill jobs, and the economy would tank. It didn't. It did the opposite. So there's a strategy here. It's working, and we got to keep it up.
We do. And I think, the most important thing is we've just got to make the point that look at every country in the world that's tried socialism. Look at Venezuela. My God, those poor people. They're eating out of dumpsters. They're eating zoo animals. They've got nothing. They stand in line hours a day, and the supermarkets are empty. And it used to be the richest country in Latin America. Socialism is a disaster. And Trump's capitalism has worked. Why would you run away from that? Because you don't like his tweets. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I think the average American knows this. I think it's extreme radicals and people on welfare and illegal aliens that team up to vote Democrat. I don't think they can beat us in 20. I don't even think it's going to be close. I think Trump will win by a wide margin, especially if they nominate one of their crazy people, which I think they will. So I think we're going to be okay. But, boy, if you ever take your foot off the gas for just 1 minute, and a socialist gets in, they will just destroy this economy.
Yeah, that's true. The only caveat I'd say is that China perfected the Soviet system with a centrally planned economy, and they got 16% growth in the 90s, 10% in the 2000s, 6% now. And by cheating, by stealing, by taking our intellectual property, by manipulating their currency, and we slept at the wheel. And some countries are saying maybe the China model is better than the U.S. So we got to wake up and we got to reassert, reassert fairness, reassert American competitiveness.
Well, we're doing it. We're doing it under Trump right now. And I see the difference.
Exactly.
I mean, it's really quite amazing in my life. I mean, I've always been kind of a canary in a coal mine. And so under Bush, I made a ton of money. Under Obama, I almost starved to death. I almost lost everything. And under Reagan, everything's come back again, and I'm doing fantastic. There's no coincidence there, folks. None. None. You can't make a living under an Obama, and I didn't make a living under Jimmy Carter. You can't make a living under these people. All right. Michael Stubo, legal and economic expert, CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, website prosperousamerica.org. Go and make prosperity, Michael Stubo.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Wayne Allred, Warren Al, USA Radio. Coming up in 15 minutes or so, Newsmax TV. Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, many cable systems around the country. And if you don't already have it on your cable system, make sure you call this number, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And Newsmax will connect you to the cable system in your area to tell them, I demand Newsmax TV so I can watch war. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea, not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessman in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, Newsmax TV is the next man up, hour number 3, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. I'll be on Newsmax TV, our power hour, 80 million homes around the United States, DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, Roku. And we're really conservative. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly three times a week, usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but this week it is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So tonight is my Bill O'Reilly segment. I taped it earlier today. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable dial. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And by the way, I'm on twice a day on Newsmax TV, 8 o'clock Eastern and 1 o'clock Eastern. So if you're on the West Coast with me in Vegas, 5 p.m. Vegas time, and then 10 a.m. Vegas time. Twice a day, you get Wayne Allyn Root. It's almost too much to believe, right? It's enough to make your head explode. Twice a day with Wayne Root. Who could take that? You can't make this stuff up. The governor of Virginia, Mr. Blackface, his wife, Pam, hands out cotton to black kids on a mansion tour. You just can't believe how clueless these people are. The entire Democratic Party is clueless morons. And they're all racists. That's what's so amazing. What did I always tell you? I told you it's Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. The Democratic Party is the biggest bunch of clueless racists the world's ever known. So they look in the mirror, they see their racism, and they blame the Republican Party. They're the racists. Remember, there was a picture from Democrat Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's medical school yearbook that surfaced in February showing two men, one in a KKK hood and robe, the other in blackface, on the same page as Northam. So obviously he was one of those two, or he wouldn't have put it on the page. And obviously he had a choice of what he put on the page, and he chose it. And Democratic leaders call for Northam to resign, but the blackface governor is still in office. Now this, his wife, Pam Northam, is under fire for handing out cotton to black kids on a mansion tour. Here's the media story. A Virginia state employee has complained her 8th grade daughter was upset during a tour of the historic governor's residence when First Lady Pam Northam handed a bowl of cotton to her and another black child and asked them to imagine being enslaved and having to pick cotton. The governor and Ms. Northam have asked the residents of the Commonwealth to forgive them for their racially insensitive past actions, said Leah Dozier Walker, who oversees the Office of Equity and Community Engagement at the State Department of Education wrote to lawmakers and to the office of Ralph Northam, a Democrat. But the actions of Ms. Northam just last week do not lead me to believe that this governor's office has taken seriously the harm and hurt they've caused African Americans in Virginia, or that they are deserving of our forgiveness. The incident highlights the scrutiny and doubt that envelope the governor, as he tries to push past racist incidents from his past and ignore continued calls for his resignation. Here's another great one. Olympics to allow transgender athletes to compete with women without having gender reassignment surgery. So it's the end of women's sports as we know it. You know, liberals and feminists would say Wayne Root is anti-woman. Really? It turns out you're anti-woman. You don't even want women to be able to compete in a fair field. You'd have them competing against men. And the men are going to kick their ass, as they have. For the second year in a row, transgender wrestler Mack Beggs won the Texas Girls Class 6A 110-pound wrestling division. Beggs is in the process of transitioning from female to male and taking testosterone. Mack won the title last year, too. In October 2018, transgender Dr. Rachel McKinnon became the first ever transgender world champion in women's cycling event. If I was a woman, I would just grab my medal and I would hit him about 62 times in the balls. In March 2017, Laurel Hubbard, a 39-year-old transgender, was born male, won her first international women's weightlifting title. Oh, that's fair. In Australia, breaking four national records. Last week, two trans athletes won first and second place at the Connecticut State Indoor Championships. Can you imagine? Two men running against women, and they won. And you're going to allow this? Democrats are just weak-willed, strange people. Democrats call this progress. Earlier this week, Olympic officials ruled transgender athletes will be allowed to compete as the other sex in the Olympics without having gender reassignment surgery. Actor James Woods weighed in. He said, here's his tweet, feminists got what they asked for and what they deserved. All future women's Olympics events will be tarnished with an asterisk. Oh, I think you were too nice, James. I'll tweet it later on today when I get out of the show. I'll say, feminists got what they asked for and what they deserved. All future women's Olympic events will be won by men. That's the end of women's sports. Done. Finished. A couple other big things in the news I didn't get a chance to talk about. Israeli deep state indicts Prime Minister Netanyahu on bribery and fraud charges. Police say Netanyahu promoted regulatory changes in favor of telecom giant Bezeq, who in turn gave him favorable coverage. It appears Israel has a deep state too. Top Israeli reporter Carolyn Glick calls the charges 100% BS. Joel Pollack calls it a lame case 6 weeks before the election. To summarize, Netanyahu didn't really get anything of value, didn't provide anything special in return. Lame case with political motivations 6 weeks before an election. I mean, this is just like Trump. They can't beat you at the ballot box. So they either change the rules or they try and indict you for doing nothing. And then, of course, when I get back on Newsmax TV, we'll talk about this no deal. Walking out of the Hanoi summit, no deal is better than a bad deal. Trump earns bipartisan praise. Bipartisan praise. A lot of Democrats say, we agree with you. Where were they when Obama accepted a horrible deal with Iran? Where were they? I don't know. Newsmax TV coming up right now. 3, 2, 1, go.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.